My name is Chris Martin. I'm the Director of Pre-Litigation Processing and Investigations at AZP in Buffalo. 716-235-5207. I'm giving you the option of taking care of this matter outside of court voluntarily. Otherwise, this is going over to Delaware County Court. You can say that we're a scam and you're going to a lawyer. You can do whatever you want to do. The bottom line is you have a bad check that you took out and defaulted payday loan. It's a cash advance is the name of the company. The account number is 385-34214. That's your account number with cash advance. Your Bank of America bank account number is 23 that you had the money deposited in until you withdrew the money and closed your account illegally after signing a contract online. Use Comcast.net, date of birth 1960, social ends in 27. Your original balance was 690. Amount owed, $998.52. I'm giving you the option of taking care of this matter outside of Delaware County Court. You have a defaulted payday loan from 10-4-2010. If you think that it's just going to magically disappear and that online payday loan banks give away free money, you are sadly mistaken. When we petitioned the state of Pennsylvania, we got a title of ownership and a letter from Bank of America that's going to show the judge in Delaware County Court that you closed your account after getting the money out and just 2 days before that signing a contract agreeing to borrowing the money in lieu of your next payday, because that's what cash advance and cash payday loans are all about. So you're the one that's going to get yourself in trouble, not me. So I'm giving you the option of taking care of this $998.52 outside of court. Don't matter to me whether you want to pay it or not. You'll see if I'm a scam or not when you get a knock on the door. Then you'll know, oh boy, this guy was really serious. Well, I'm a cross the I's and or cross the T's and dot the I's kind of guy. The owner of my company wants to exercise our legal right to recover the funds as stated in the contract that you signed with them. It's clearly stated. If you default, you will be responsible for the attorney fees, court costs, courier service, fine, and state surcharge if a legal remedy is to be sought to recover the funds. Second part of that paragraph says, if any criminal activity is discovered in the course of an investigation, you would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. That's where you're at. Of course, you already know about breaking the law because you have a criminal record. So again, doesn't matter to me whether you pay this and scratch and claw and you're collecting SSI and living off everybody else, but you can't borrow money from an online payday loan bank and then not pay it back. So again, if you don't want to pay it, then you're going to pay the, it'll be a $5,000 to $8,000 adventure through Delaware County Court. And guess what? The judge will take the money from you. So it doesn't matter to me. 716-235-5207. If I don't hear from you by 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I wish you luck in court.